For the past 2 weeks, Sleep Talking Man has been featured daily on the afternoon show on BBC Radio 1. The DJ consistently refers to it as Sleep Talking Guy. We're not sure if this is because, since the BBC is not allowed to advertise, they're not allowed to mention the actual name of the blog, or if he was simply mistaken. Here are a few clips from the show starting October 31st, 2011.
Don't adjust your radios. We've not jumped back 50 years in terms of the playlist on Radio 1. It just spells out what I'm about to talk about quite well. So, you know, sleep talking, it's a phenomenon. I don't know if people have explained it or not, but you might remember a few weeks back, the Chris Moyles Show gang, they sort of had this app that could record them while they were sleeping, but nobody was talking in their sleep. There was just a lot of snoring going on. However, we have found somebody who does a lot of sleep talking. So much so that his other half has taken up a blog, and basically every day she'll post up something that he said in his sleep. It's good. Really good. In fact, if you're in your office right now, I'm imagining in the next couple of minutes, this is what you're going to be searching for. So all of these, 100% genuine, all things that he said in his sleep. Now, to me, the funniest thing about it is trying to imagine where he might be in his dream as he's saying it. They're brilliant. Here's some of my favourites.
I smell because I'm a penguin and I fish. Doofus.
Right. I smell because I'm a penguin, and I fish, right? Is that like a job interview or something, do you think?
I smell because I'm a penguin and I fish. Doofus.
Also, can I just applaud his missus for not only getting some good quality recordings, but also not laughing throughout the whole thing? How does she hold it together?
What are you looking at? Yeah? What wouldn't you do with a giant inflatable wombat?
Right. What wouldn't I do with a giant inflatable wombat? It's like he's read my Christmas list. Now, believe it or not, these are the clean ones that we can play out on the radio. Oh, there's more.
You're my greenest old miracle. My little froglet. So special.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
She can't get any sleep at all, sitting lying next to that racket every night. Good fun, though.
Your training is complete. You may now outrun the alligator.
Now that is one intense dream. My training is complete. I can now outrun the alligator. What? I want his dreams. Keep going.
It's the plum place. My nectarines are never here, okay?
The plum place. I can only imagine.
It's the plum place. My nectarines are never here, okay?
Right, okay. We'll tell the plum police you're never here, right? We haven't seen you, right? And lastly, my personal favourite.
I've got some fabulous nail polish for that camel toe.
Right, okay. Thank you. Oh, it's my colour as well. He is the sleep-talking guy. So if you search for him, you'll be able to find him. So his missus records him every single night and posts him up on the internet. Oh, he must love her.
I've got some fabulous nail polish for that camel toe.
Weirdly, that last track almost sent me to sleep. I don't talk in my sleep. Now, we found this blog that a young lady has created which documents her husband's sleep talking. Now, occasionally, people will say, like, what, the odd thing in their sleep? Not this guy. It seems to be every single night. And some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth when he is sleeping is brilliant.
It's the plum place. My nectarines are never here, okay?
Now, to me, the most fascinating thing about this is what he's dreaming about. The plum police. I almost want somebody to make his dreams into little short animations. That would be brilliant. There is more from Sleep Talking Guy. And today, he talks fruit flies.
Oh, the fruit flies have escaped. Hide your plums. Such simmers, flee. Flee. Oh, this is gonna be total fruiticide. Avocado, you're on your own.
What on earth? Like a battle between pieces of fruit, I love it. Now it says in the blog that he doesn't like avocados. And they say that in your sleep, if you do talk, it does reveal things about yourself, so that would make perfect sense. He's trying to save the satsumas, but avocados, you're on your own.
Oh, the fruit flies have escaped. Hide your plums. Satsumas, flee. Flee. Oh, this is gonna be total fruiticide. Avocado, you're on your own.
No, no, I said this the other day, but congratulations to the missus who somehow is remaining po-faced throughout the whole thing and not laughing. I'd be all over the place, especially when he comes out with stuff like this.
Disco diva, dancing on the toilet again.
Right. Now, the other night was a special night, because for the first time, they had the heating on. And Sleep Talking Guy was trying to harmonise with the heater. This reminds me of a song instantly as soon as I heard that. What song does it remind me of? Oh yeah, Crash Test Dummies. It's exactly the same. It's like the Sleep Talking Guy remix. Go and check him out. The blog is Sleep Talking Guy. Dappy's next. Chris Boyle. So earlier in the week, we brought you bits and pieces from Sleep Talking Guy. So what's happened is a guy who talks in his sleep, his other half, his missus, has started recording him in his sleep and posting it up online. A few of you have checked out this blog, say it's amazing. In fact, a lot of you are spending a little bit too much time in it. Get back to work. However, one of our Feet Up Friday audience members does something quite similar. Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
So, earlier in this week, we heard from this guy who talks in his sleep. Does a lot of weird things, like, for example, the other night, he was harmonising with the heater. Have a listen. Very odd. And the other day, he seemed to be having some sort of fruit fly war.
Oh, the fruit flies have escaped. Hide your plums. Satsumas, flee. Flee. Oh, this is gonna be total fruiticide. Avocado, you're on your own.
I'm glad we found the level in the studio that everyone started laughing at the hide your plums line. Well. So, Olivia, you sleep, talk and walk?
Yeah, all of the above. And also a laugh as well. And I've woken myself up laughing several times.
I'm sorry, you've woken yourself up from laughing?
Yeah.
You don't even need an alarm clock. That's brilliant.
I know. I think it's quite a good way to be woken up just by your general happiness.
Do you remember what it is that makes you laugh in your dreams?
Actually, once I had a friend sleeping round and I woke her up with laughing as well. And she said, what are you laughing at? And I said, I'll tell you in a minute. And then I fell asleep again.
I love that. It's like only you will ever know, Olivia. Yeah. Has it ever got you into trouble?
Not the sleep laughing, but the sleep walking. I have had several arguments with my sister in my sleep before and a curtain, which I thought was my mother. So.
I love that. But you're all friends now, you've all patched up.
Oh yeah, no, it's fine. She understands I'm just a different person when I'm sleep talking.
So. This is good. Because you know what's happened this week is a bunch of people there's an app you can get on your phone that records you while you sleep. And anytime you start talking, it will record it. A bunch of people have sent them in. So we were going to start doing this next week. Do you reckon you could record yourself while you're sleeping, Olivia?
I could do it. But I had a friend stay around the other day, actually, and apparently I was being really rude in my sleep. I was shouting at someone as well, so I could do it.
Like full-on abuse?
Yeah.
I love this. This is good. Well, we could sort of do a little cheeky edit on it and play it out on Monday if you want.
Yeah.
Well, not if you want. I want you to do it. This is really good. I like this. Can we try and make Olivia fall asleep before the end of the show? We'll play her some birdie or something. She'll drop right off. All right. So last week, we brought you the sleep talking guy. What it is a couple, one of them sleep talks, and this guy's missus likes to record him while he's sleeping and post it up in a blog. How lovely. And some of the things this guy comes out with are just brilliant. So we played some of this last week, got a really nice response of it. We have more sleep talking guy. I think what it is that I like about him the most is what he must be dreaming about. We've been discussing in the office that we'd really like somebody to make like an animation or some real life thing out of his dreams. It was brilliant. Here's some new ones.
Here's what we do. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils. Then the seas will be ours.
Right. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils and the seas will be ours. I want to be in his dream.
Here's what we do. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils, then the seas will be ours.
There was even one the other night. He was talking so loud in his sleep, he woke himself up.
Ow. Oh.
Oh, baby, what did you just hit?
Oh. And.
I've never had a dream that violent before, where I wake up and punch the headboard. But listen to how lovely him and his missus are together. Usually, if you're with the other half and they speak all the time, you get annoyed. Not her, she loves it.
Ow. Oh.
Oh, baby, what did you just hit?
Oh. And.
So there's an app you can get on most posh phones that records you if you sleep talk. And some of you did this last week and sent them in, you didn't disappoint. Some of these I'm not sure if they're real or not. Some of them are so good, I'm like, nah, that's got to be made up, surely. Like, for example, we got this one from Perry in Leicester.
It's a lot of peanut butter. I could peanut for months.
Okay, I need to know what that noise is at the end. I don't know what's going on. Does he sleep with a balloon? Has he got a, I don't know, a rubber mattress? What is that?
It's a lot of peanut butter. I could peanut for months.
I'm not sure if I want to know. Thank you, Perry and Leicester, I think. We also had a nice one, well, weird one, from Lewis as well. Check this one out.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Lewis is a troubled guy, I think. Talk to someone, Lewis. It's good to talk. We also had one, short and sweet, sent in by Tom in Bristol.
His head is a potato.
See, I just think it's too good, surely. That's too good to be real.
His head is a potato.
Right, okay. I don't know. It's too good to be real. I'm not sure. Either way, thank you very much for sending those in. They're at bbc.co.uk if you got any more. So last week, we brought you the sleep talking guy. What it is a couple, one of them sleep talks, and this guy's missus likes to record him while he's sleeping and post it up in a blog. How lovely. And some of the things this guy comes out with are just brilliant. So we played some of this last week, got a really nice response of it. We have more sleep talking guy. I think what it is that I like about him the most is what he must be dreaming about. We've been discussing in the office that we'd really like somebody to make like an animation or some real life thing out of his dreams. It was brilliant. Here's some new ones.
Here's what we do. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils, then the seas will be ours.
Right. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils, and the seas will be ours. I want to be in his dream.
Here's what we do. We wrestle back control from the pirate gerbils, and the seas will be ours.
There's even one the other night. He was talking so loud in his sleep, he woke himself up.
Ow. Oh.
Look. Oh, baby, what did you just hit?
Oh. And...
I've never had a dream that violent before, where I wake up and punch the headboard. But listen to how lovely him and his missus are together. Usually, if you're with the other half and they speak all the time, you get annoyed. Not her, she loves it.
Ow. Oh.
Look. Oh, baby, what did you just hit?
Oh. And...
So there's an app you can get on most posh phones that records you if you sleep talk. And some of you did this last week and sent them in. You didn't disappoint. Some of these, I'm not sure if they're real or not. Some of them are so good, I'm like, nah, that's got to be made up, surely. Like, for example, we got this one from Perry in Leicester.
It's a lot of peanut butter. I could peanut for months.
Okay, I need to know what that noise is at the end. I don't know what's going on. Does he sleep with a balloon? Has he got a, I don't know, a rubber mattress? What is that?
It's a lot of peanut butter. I could peanut for months.
I'm not sure if I want to know. Thank you, Perry and Lester, I think. We also had a nice one. Well, weird one from Lewis as well. Check this one out.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Lewis is a troubled guy, I think. Talk to someone, Lewis. It's good to talk. We also had one, short and sweet, sent in by Tom in Bristol.
Headers of potato.
See, I just think it's too good. Surely, that's too good to be real.
Headers of potato.
Right, okay. I don't know. It's too good to be real. I'm not. Either way, thank you very much for sending those in. They're at bbc.co.uk if you got any more.